Pickaxe.
Oi, what's the best game where you get to eat pie? What's the best game where you play a dead guy? Aye?
You'll find out on VG247's podcast.
Looks boring.
What are you on about?
All of their games look boring.
You don't look boring. It looks like you're an assassin on the Isle of Man.
But it doesn't have the kind of wow.
The steampunk quail-based economy is incredible.
Yeah, it's boring.
VG247's Best Games Ever podcast is ostensibly a show about figuring out what the best game in a weirdly specific category is, but it's actually just about petty arguments. You should listen to it. It's good.
Is that it? That's the whole promo?
Yeah, I was just doing
And that's supposed to make people subscribe, is it?
Yes.
Okay, good luck with that.
You can find us wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello! Welcome back to High Rollers, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast in the world of Erois, run by Dungeon Master Mark Sherlock Humes, with me, Tom, playing Keelak Ad-Kalar, the bard/cleric.
I am Chris Trott, I'm playing Lucius Viren Elwin Elenastro, and I am a High Elf Sorcerer.
Hi, I'm Rhiannon, I'm playing Sentry, I am a Guardian Paladin.
Hi, I'm Katie, I'm playing Ayla, a Wild Elf Barbarian.
And I'm Kim, I'm playing Nova, who is an Air Ganassi, and she is a Hexblade Warlock.
Thanks once again to our lovely, loyal sponsors, D&D Beyond. Thank them for us by making a free account with a link in the description of this episode and start digitizing your campaigns. Anyway, on to the episode. In the town of Ironwick, Quill has discovered something amiss with this general store. Could it be the source of the missing children?
Welcome back. So, to recap on what happened on the last episode of High Rollers Erois, the party have made their way to a town called Ironwick. A small, used to be a trade town, has now kind of become a bit of a tourist trap with not much else going on it, along the Golden Road, a long trade road that leads to the city of Goldthrone on the continent of Suvona. Along the way, the party have encountered a number of trials and tribulations, one of which includes the attempted kidnapping of a young girl called Valor, who the party helped rescue from the crashing airship that they were all traveling on. Upon arrival in Ironwick, the party discovered that a woman, a beast walker, a rabbit woman called Sanna, and her human client, Galen, were being run out of town by the locals for fear that they'd been stealing from the town. Galen is looking for his missing daughter and had hired Sanna as a bounty hunter to help him locate her. The party spoke with the couple and learned a little bit about what was going on, that there were some things going on in the town, including a mysterious green glow emanating from the lake. After discussing things with the team, Nova was the one who remembered that the green glow reminded her of the crashed Court of Shadows shuttle where she'd found her sword Tian Gong. The party then did some further investigations, leaving Quill, Ayla, and Vala in the local general store, where after using a detect magic spell, Quill had come to realize that there was more going on than meets the eye. Mm. And that's where we're going to jump back in today. And in fact, if we get the little map cam in the corner there, DJ, we can see exactly what's going on.
Can I just say that previously was very good.
Thank you.
I didn't have it prepared.
Sharp, to the point.
It was completely off the top of my head.
Really good.
Thanks, Tom.
Are
you fishing to be Golden Boy?
Or inspiration.
No.
Damn it!
but you are my favourite for today because you've had a tough week. Check out Tom's Twitter for that saga. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so we can see. So the Acorn and Bale is a general store. There is also another building which is kind of attached to the side, which serves as a local pub, but the store is somewhat separate.
Yeah.
Quill, Ayla, and Vala had gone inside, where you were speaking to two of the staff girls. The dwarf owner, Bodwin, is currently passed out by a table near the door, and the girls are basically helping Vala and Ayla look over items as a distraction whilst you would cast Detect Magic.
Yeah.
And you had revealed that there was a strange arcane glow coming from the back room, which is over here.
Yeah.
You'd also detected that they had some very minor enchantments on necklaces of a strange pair of crossed swords over a star, like a four-point star, not like a cheesy gold star.
Okay.
And there was also something magical about the tea that Bodwin was drinking from and had fallen asleep.
Okay.
And that is literally where we left things off. Quill just realising this as eyes glimmer with magic.
Yeah. Did I identify what types of magic?
So I think that the necklaces that they're wearing is... You don't even think it's necessarily a school of magic. It's a very minor enchantment.
I see.
It's probably an enchantment effect, but it's very minor. The warded circle out in the back room is abjuration.
Right.
And the tea is also enchantment.
Okay. Okay.
And you can see Ayla is, like, looking over, like, cross shoulder towards you, like, come on, like...
These knives. Not sure which one I like more.
Ayla, Vala. I think it's probably best we discuss with the others if we do want to buy stuff. Apparently they've been here already, so we should probably make sure we're not buying duplicates. That would be very silly of us, after all.
Vala's like, oh yeah, good idea, Quill, and kind of starts backing off a little bit.
But Vala, we'll definitely come back to buy you something. If you want.
So when you start talking to Vala, the tiefling girl that she's talking to, she's wearing kind of like the similar garb that most of Ironwick seems to be wearing. Red skin, kind of horns, black hair. She's like, so your name's Vala? Man, you sure are a pretty one. And no, thank you. And just kind of looks around like, well, y'all are welcome here anytime.
We'll definitely be back. Thank
sure.
you.
Sure.
Good. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Birdman.
Bye, Kokra.
And you, you leave. They don't show no sign of...
In that case, I'll communicate everything I saw to Ayla and Vala. And then we knew where the other guys were.
Yes, they had all gone down to the boat inquire about renting a boat for the evening.
Okay, I think I'll sort of push down that way then to meet up with them and let them know what I found.
Okay. So, yeah, you guys can all meet back up at Galen and Santa's lodge easily enough.
What happened with the boats in the end?
They're really expensive at night.
Oh.
Yeah.
At night?
Yeah.
Well, we said we couldn't go out at night. That would be...
I mean...
Nova lies.
What?
She pretended that we were in romance.
Why would you...
It's very nice in this... I mean, it was quite romantic, honestly. I felt it.
Was it necessary?
Absolutely, to try and get a discount.
Yeah, I just wanted to see if we could get out on the lake at night.
Okay.
Nicely. I
mean, and not say that we're going down to a green glowy boat, which, true. Whatever it is. What do you think it is?
I think it's a ship. It's a ship. It's a remnant ship.
With like an airship, like you were traveling on, or?
I'm guessing. That's what they had. Like, you know, they go in the sky. They came down from space in them.
So one thing would remember Nova, yeah, they did. The main thing you would know is it's very different to the airship.
Mm.
When you went inside the shuttle, the ship itself seemed to be built from this black crystal,
mm-hmm.
and it had these green power lines. The airships are made from wood. They're like sailing ships, but they have magical sails and things like that, which allow them to fly through the sky. But one is very alien, and one has been built here on Erois.
Okay.
You think that the ships are very different. Yeah.
And the one I found was more alien.
It was a spaceship. It was a shuttle, like a small skiff.
Yeah.
Like a smaller kind of scout vessel.
Yeah.
So many years after the Sundering, and that, you know, big critical event in Erois. How much do, say, people like Quill or, I guess, Lucius, how much do they actually know about that sort of thing? Like, if you said...
Yeah, it's kind of like how much we would know about 500 years ago today, right? Like, there are historians who have researched it, but a lot of knowledge was lost, and a lot of people didn't survive. It was really only the Sky Cities that survived well.
Yeah.
And so they have records of things. So, yeah, everybody knows about Kallus Starbane and the Court of Shadows, who are this force that came from the sky, from the dark beyond, they call it, the dark above. They came down in these black crystalline spaceships, and they had monsters, and they had these alien beings and fiends that worked for them, and it was terrible. It was classic super evil space villain came down and tried to
take the planet over. And I guess over the years, it's
been exaggerated, and it's, you know, become a legend almost, you know.
If there were some sort of really wide parchment which shows the sundering
yes.
in some way.
Yes.
Animated.
Yes.
That would really help represent
you've
in your
seen
mind
like a tapestry, like. Yes, very much so.
Very good.
But records from that time is like, yeah, the Sky Cities have the most complete records, but the problem is that the Sky Cities, whilst they did survive and they were saved, they also went through a lot of hardships. You know, initially, until they discovered Ethereum, the Sky Cities had no way to replenish their food. They had to kind of prioritize what they focused on, and so writing things down wasn't really at the top of their list. Okay. So there is surviving records, but not great versions.
And in terms of activated, this is Tom talking, not
Carl. Yes, of course, yeah.
In terms of like activated remnant ships,
super
so
rare.
The only ones you guys would know of, and I think Quill, you'd be the best one who would know this because you're a messenger and you've learned a lot about the world, mm-hmm. is the Dragonborn. They arrived just before Starbane did from the sky, and they came down in very similar ships, but their ships were gold crystal. And their ships, they still have somewhat active power, and they basically, most Dragonborn live and work in their ships, these ships that they came down in. They have a very naval, like a military culture,
okay.
and so they kind of operate as if they were still a military, and they work
like an
and
outpost.
They function. Yeah, these ships have become outposts, but they're not, they don't have the power to fly or to fly around and stuff like that anymore. But remnant ships are either derelict and have been completely ransacked, or they just were destroyed and nobody knows what happened.
Or not discovered at all.
And then Sentry, for you, I mean, you were in the war. You were there when these ships were attacking Solven. They probably wouldn't have sent, they would have sent like maybe like one or two really big battle cruisers, but a lot of them were these kind of vanguards or scout ships.
Yeah.
And they have like, they can shoot energy down from like the sky. They would often transport like winged beasts, like demons and fiends and things like that. And send those down to attack the ground forces. And remnant tech is very advanced. Like, the Court of Shadows had advanced technology beyond Eroes's. They had highly magical, highly advanced technology, which allowed them to do all this stuff. And so, yeah, you would have known it from a first-hand experience. Like, if you see one of these ships, you'd recognize it.
Yeah.
Nova as well, because she's seen one of these scout ships. But for Lucius and Quill and Ayla, you guys have heard, maybe seen drawings or paintings of them, but you've never seen one in real life.
Okay, fair enough.
Lore dump complete.
Yeah, I was just wondering, because like, would I be able to say, oh, there's a ship down there, it's those guys.
It's not impossible that there could be one down there. What's strange is that it must be deeply buried under like the earth or something for nobody to have found it so far. Or it could have been laying dormant and just nobody realized it was there.
Yeah, Fishman would have seen it if it was just in the water.
Yeah, it is a very big, very deep lake.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a deep lake.
It's a very big, deep lake. So, fishermen probably not, but somebody would have sent something down to scouts, salvage it or something like that,
Okay.
But yeah, so there you go.
I don't know if you'd, necessarily believe Nova as well. Like, you might think that Nova's maybe got it wrong, because it's such a big, I don't know, it could be such a big idea that there's a ship down there.
Yeah, that's mainly what I was wondering.
Yeah.
Like, what are the actual chances of it being what Nova said it was? Like,
slim?
Yeah.
Not impossible, but slim.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't got any other alternative suggestions, so. Yeah,
so that might be like Quill's
algae, yeah.
reasoning is like, well, I can't think of anything else that could be doing it.
Yeah.
So you trust Nova for now, but you're kind of skeptical about it, maybe.
Because Nova sees ships everywhere.
true.
So,
anyway.
You're arranging all of this, and you can see that Arvel is talking to Galen, this kind of human man with kind of salt and pepper hair, looks very ragged, looks very tired, and him and Arvel are kind of just like having a quiet conversation off to the side. And the rest of you all come back. Sana looks over at Quill, Ayla, and Valor, and is like, so how did it go?
Well, we went to the shop, and there are two girls working there, who I imagine have been there for a while.
Yeah, the young girls, I've seen them around.
They're lovely. They've got... I did detect magic, and I saw they had some enchantments around their neck, amulets. Two cross swords over a star.
Okay, so when he says that, for Sentry, that is something you would remember very clearly, because that is the flag that would hang from Starbane's forces.
Oh, cool.
So when they would go into battle, like their banners, their armor would have this same thing of a four-pointed kind of like D8-shaped star with crossed swords behind it.
Wow, okay.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. That's Starbane's signal or their sigil.
Starbane's.
That's.
Sorry, what?
Yeah.
As in the remnant, or
as in the big bad.
Yeah.
As in the Starbane that killed Siaska.
Yeah. And that's not something I think the rest of you would know, because a lot of those were destroyed or never found. Like, the sigil itself wouldn't have really been remembered or, like, noted down.
Mm.
They just, like, the names and stuff probably would have been.
Why on Erebus would they have that? Wait! The glowy ship? And then they're there?
I mean, it's too coincidental, but...
How are the remnants still here?
But why those two? Why those...
They must be protecting the other thing you saw.
The...
their amulets. Were the amulets magic?
They were, but they're just an enchantment, small enchantment. Would you know what that is? If you know?
I wouldn't know what that is, no. Did you find anything else at the shop?
Yes, I did.
What did you find?
The thing in the back. It's good you asked about that, because there was something in the back.
No way.
It was a ritual circle.
Oh, no.
Abjuration magic. I don't really know what that could be, but it's a ritual circle. Maybe there's a way in that shop for them to get to the place. It's where the trail ended.
It was on the floor. You saw it.
Yeah.
It could be some form of... Can I do an intelligence check?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Or Arcana, this would be.
So that's 12.
12? Yeah, I mean, it's not really your kind of magic, but you know up in the Sky Cities there are a lot of... they call them spell rites, where they're not necessarily a full mage, but they can cast ritual spells. They can take time to do ritual magic. And there are spells which let them protect houses. You can kind of, like, ward houses or, like, doorways, that sort of thing. There's also rituals to, like, create... unseen servants. There's also ones which you can create, ones which are kind of like just alarms, but also ones which will explode upon, you know, being revealed and things like that. Teleportation circles would also appear in that way. Anything like that, really.
Blair.
Well, I mean, if they're ritualing spells in the back of this plate, that's where the trail ends. For the people that Sana was after. And in the back of that place, there's a circle. And if you're saying they can do teleportation from this circle, then they must be taking them somewhere.
It must be going somewhere, and I know that the girls were brought here, so...
Take them to the glow. How else would they get in there? And if they're remnant, like you say, they could be protecting it, using the shop as a front.
So does that mean the people after Vala, the ones who can... teleport through shadows and all of these things.
Court of Shadows.
The Court of Shadows. Then that's ultimately where they were being led to.
They're tied to these remnant here.
Sounds like this is definitely the way we need to go.
What do remnant look like? Are they just people? What are they? Space people?
You met them on the airship. They attacked us.
Yes, but they were wearing cloaks and things. I didn't see their faces.
So yeah, Sentry, you'd know... they're it's mixed... The Court of Shadows army was made up of humanoids, so humans, people that look like men and women. Not really the other races, mainly humans, but also there were demons, there were creatures with like tentacled faces, large eyes with multiple eye stalks, all sorts of
snails.
Bizarre creatures, all made up the forces of the Court of Shadows. But they also had constructs like yourself, they had like automatons, they had evil dragons. They had, dragons very similar to the ones that came down before. All sorts of creatures and races. Primarily, though, it was, humanoids. They had a strange race of kind of yellow-skinned, very skinny, large eyes, hairless kind of humanoids that had mind magic. They could manipulate... They could almost cast magic spells, but they weren't casting magic. They could almost, like, just create it with their mind.
So, what didn't the remnant have?
I don't know.
The races of Erois, primarily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and guardians. Guardians were, you know, they had automatons, but they weren't sentient like you are. They were, like, machines.
Okay.
I suspect, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe they're pulling a fast one on us
What do you mean?
I reckon they're protecting what they truly look like so that they can blend in with the local populace.
What, they are not tiefling?
Why else would they have necklaces that are enchanted but around their neck?
True.
If they were just representative, yeah, then it would just be a sigil, a mundane item. But these are enchanted, unless that's what Starbane gives to
they
his
could be,
best.
They could be keystones to the teleportation circle, if that's, oh, that's what it is. Oh. Like, it could be their way to get through.
Oh. I don't understand a word of this.
No.
Sana's also, like, she kind of reaches up, scratches one of her tall bunny ears, and is just like, yeah, this is a bit beyond me.
Daddy has one of those. So you have an enchanted item, which right, then is used to imagine a key unlocking a chest.
Okay.
It's the same kind of thing, but with magic.
So you need the amulet to power the ritual circle?
It's an assumption. It's to prevent everybody going through it, I assume.
But in terms of, if it's disguising these girls, then wouldn't people have noticed that they're different people? Like, or
they could have killed the girls and replaced them.
Well, yes.
That's what I mean. They would have changed who they were. They would have been assuming the life of these other people.
You see, Bala kind of like looks over at you. She's like, Quill, they learned what my name was and that I'm here. Should we be worried?
Good point.
I do feel like
they're
we
definitely
should
onto us.
Yeah.
What should we do?
We ran away.
Run away?
We can't run away, Lucius, no. If these people are ones that are after me, if they've kidnapped other girls, we've got to do something. We have to stop them.
But we can't take... Can we take Vala with us into this place? There's no way. This is... We're just walking what they want straight into the place, surely.
Ayla at this point is like, yeah, but if we leave her here, if they send agents here, she's going to be on her own. Like, I mean, I can stay up here with her. Me and Arvel can look after her up here while you guys check it out, but she shouldn't stay up here on her own. No, either we all go or some of us have to stay behind and watch her.
True.
I can change my identity, I can cut my hair, and we can all just... I can put Sentry in a human outfit. Can change our lives, we just leave.
Is this the runaway plan again?
Yes.
We can't do that. Firstly, how am I meant to disguise myself? Secondly...
Another human outfit. With a really big nose.
If we keep running, the Remnant are going to keep coming after us for Vala. And they're going to keep coming and keep coming and keep coming. And
they're going to keep getting other people involved in this.
Yes. This is so much bigger than we initially thought, though. We're not going into just a cave full of husks.
But if we don't stop it, then when does it stop? When the Remnant are back again or something? I don't know. They're here, like...
We're against...
What are we going to do?
Infiltrators from outside Eros. I mean, you were built for it, sure, and that's great, but you're the only one with any experience of these people.
But then we have an advantage, surely, right?
Sana looks over, is like, Guardian, I'm guessing that these are just people, right? We can fight them. You fought them in the war, right?
Yeah, they're made of different races.
Then we can still punch them, we can still kick them, stab them, beat them to death.
Have you ever been inside one of their craft?
No. Yes.
You have. What?
How did you get inside a Remnant ship?
I said that out loud, didn't I? That was my outside voice, not my inside voice.
This is where
voice.
Tiangong came from. You're having dreams and stuff.
He's right.
Yes.
This, and I hold up Tiangong, this came from one of their ships.
Wow.
So, even though...
All right, ignoring that for a second, that means you've got some knowledge of how these ships work, right? Or what they look like?
A base knowledge, yeah. The ship that I found was very small, more like a shuttle than an actual... Definitely not the size... If given the size of that lake, definitely not that big. Mm. But I do have some knowledge, and I have Tiangong, who might be able to help and translate and...
Or work against us.
No.
What if it's reunited with its people and it's then like... Kill switch.
When we met the Court of Shadows on the airship on the Sparrowblade, Tiangong didn't want to be there. I sensed fear. I sensed a need to be away. And when I found Tiangong in the first place, that was the same sense. It wanted to leave. It wanted to come with me. It didn't want to be used on that ship anymore. And it helped me escape because... When I was there, I was ambushed by a small group of remnant, and he, Tiangong, helped me get away.
Well, in an effort to understand the emotions of a sword, will the sword be happy being inside the ship again?
I genuinely don't know.
Will it have performance issues, as what Quill's trying to say, I think? Mm-hmm.
Eventually.
I mean, it didn't when we fought the remnant before.
True. I guess it didn't when we were fighting the Goliath either.
My concern is, you found Tiangong in a relatively small craft. Mm-hmm. What technology is in a bigger one? Are there 20 Tiangongs? Are they all going to have one each with capabilities that Eros has not even seen?
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, Noah, well, I mean, you guys can do what you want. I appreciate that you can make your own decisions, but I've been hired to find this girl, and if that's my only lead, then that's where I'm going to be going. And Sana just kind of shrugged his shoulders.
No way we're letting Sana go on our own.
This is too big an
opportunity. Appreciate that, Quill. She just kind of gives you a solid nod from like 7 feet. She like looks down. I should point out, she's not 7 feet. It's like because of her, like she stands on her tiptoes and her ears. She's probably like 6'4", and then the rest is all like tiptoes and ears.
Well, we do have one benefit. Whatever they are, they're not Starbane's forces like they were hundreds of years ago. They're just people with the ideas. Whereas we have an actual guardian from that time.
It's true.
Who is going to be far superior, have much more knowledge than they ever will.
We can also take this easy, right? Let's just find out what these girls are protecting in that back room. Then we take the next steps. We see where that leads. See where that goes. Let's not rush in, you know, fist swinging, guns blazing, but we can take our time.
I like that idea more than running in there and taking their necklaces. And
I mean, I've never really been one for violence.
Well, let's figure out, what do we want to do about this store? Should we sneak in, try and see what they were hiding, or?
Oh, yeah.
I think I can go invisible.
What?
That sounds pretty handy.
Yeah, I was just basically thinking about it and running a few experiments and stuff like that, and I think I can go invisible now.
And then you just disappeared?
Mm.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I mean,
magic.
Literally is.
At the very least, if we do go in there and invisibility doesn't work for whatever reason, don't drink the tea. The dwarf who owns it, I can't remember his name.
Bodwin.
His tea was also magically enchanted somehow as well. I'm not sure.
So they drugged him?
Well, yes. He was passed out and he was drinking a magic tea.
Conclusion, they drugged him.
Yeah.
Sounds like they're already up to something.
Yes. Absolutely. Right. And I feel that that's the real store owner and they've infiltrated.
At this point, it's now quite late evening. It's probably like 9, 10 p.m.
Let's get a nappy on the go. Big long one. A big nappy.
A nappy?
Yes.
Nappy.
There's no babies.
A big 4-hour nappy. 8 hours for Birdie.
Oh.
8 hours for you.
I'm with you. I'm with you, kid. That was a weird way of saying a nap.
Yeah.
That sounds really odd.
I mean, isn't nighttime the perfect time to go and sneak around?
I'm tired,
closing
though.
Up the store.
You've got heavy eyelids.
What's up to you?
I don't mind trying out my invisibility and seeing what I can find in the store.
No one wants a nappy.
I mean,
no, I don't want a nappy.
How long will it take to head down there? Nova goes invisible, apparently, wanders in, comes out, says what she saw. We go to sleep then. Have a nappy then.
Yes, I suppose. I suppose okay. I can push it.
All right.
It's way past my bedtime, though.
Ayla looks around, is like, do you want me to keep an eye on Vala? Keep her here?
At least for now. I mean, we're just investigating. We're not doing anything crazy.
All right. Arvel? And Arvel's like, yep.
I wonder if it's worth changing Vala's appearance.
Ada's like, what do you want me to do? I'm not going to do that. I can give her a haircut.
Could give her a haircut.
She's already got a big old cowboy hat on.
Yeah, she does have a big cowboy hat on that she's put like her hair up into so it's not hanging down her shoulders. But you can see Vala's like, looks at Ayla.
I ain't cutting my hair.
It's just,
going to cut her hair with a hammer. Bam.
Okay.
Okay, So let's head down.
All right. So the four of you and Sanna will go with you as well. Make your way down. Now, the town itself is asleep. Most people have retreated to their homes. There's a couple of windows, like little flickers of candlelight. But generally, Ironwick is near silent. The gentle lapping of waves against the shore of the lake just echoes out. You occasionally maybe hear something splash out in the lake. It quickly vanishes. And just the wind whistles through the town itself. The store, there are no lights, but you find your way there. Those of you with dark vision kind of leading the way. And yeah, you approach this empty-looking building. What would you like to do?
Well, everybody.
I'm happy to stay back and keep a lookout.
I think it's everyone stays back and you...
All right.
I was
just wondering, though, I can make someone else invisible, so I don't know if you would be more valuable with the tech magic. Although I can also cast Identify, so... But that just works on objects, doesn't it? Identify doesn't work on spells, does it? Like,
you read the spell, tell me.
Are the magic imbued object? Would the floor be magic imbued?
Possibly.
Yeah, magic imbued object. You learn its properties and how to use it, whether it requires attunement, how many charges it has, blah, blah, blah.
It sounds more like it would only work on a magical item.
I also have that as well.
Whether any spells are affecting the item and what they are.
Okay, maybe then. Yeah, sure. Maybe.
I feel like you're much more magically attuned than I am. Plus, probably stealthier.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So Nova's going to sneak on?
Yeah, I guess. Right. I guess I'll cast invisibility.
So you cast invisibility. Uh-huh. Okay, so that's one of your spell slots. And then you watch as Nova just vanishes from sight. Her form just kind of blends with the light. You maybe see like a pulse from Tiangong, this like dagger-sized blade, as it just kind of...
I like to think actually that Tiangong is the kind of key to me going invisible. So like I start mumbling and then I'm kind of like, okay, if I focus on this bit, and I think, and if I say this, and then suddenly, starting from Tiangong, I just like a shield almost goes up.
You could almost like, you use Tiangong to like cut the air, and then as you step through it, and you disappear. So you do that.
I guess everyone else is like actively keeping watch as well.
Yes. So what we'll have is we'll have everybody but Nova make a perception check, including Sanna, who has advantage because she has keen sense of smell. I should point out, I didn't mention this, she has a tiny bunny nose.
Okay.
Like a flat bunny nose.
So with my minus five, I rolled a zero.
What?
Plus my perception.
You're at disadvantage. You're at disadvantage.
Oh, great. Yeah. I rolled five.
Okay.
With my plus five perception.
So 10.
That's awful. No,
you don't get minus five. You just have disadvantage.
Oh, I thought...
It's passive perception.
Okay, yeah.
Whether it relies on
the slide. So 10, yeah.
So 10.
19.
17. 20 for Sanna as well. So you guys are keeping a lookout, and so far, nobody seems to be approaching the inn. Maybe Sentry and Sanna... Sanna's like, I can smell those girls somewhere, but they're not in the store, like... She's like sniffing. I mean, you maybe hear like almost what sounds like you kind of put your ear down. And you can almost hear like singing or chanting.
Okay.
But you're not quite sure where from. So Nova, you make your way stealthily up to the door. You can see it's a wooden door. There is one window around the side. And if you search around the back, there is another window near the back as well. There are two windows at the back. They all appear to be locked.
Cool. Can I try and pop open one of the windows?
Yeah, sure. How are you going to try and do it? So they appear to be like, they're like pull down shutters, and then they have like a latch on the inside. They're not locked like with a key, but the latch that keeps them held is on the inside.
Can I cast Mage Hand on the inside of the window to pop the lock?
So you cast Mage Hand, the Mage Hand just flips the lid, and then you pull the thing up. Mm-hmm. Give me a stealth check as you actually step into the actual place itself.
Like in a universe where Mage Hand exists, they'd come up with different lock styles.
Lowlands Mage Hand isn't common. Magic users in the Lowlands aren't common. Up in the Sky Cities, 100% yes. They're like, lol.
18.
Not falling for that
18.
One.
There's another mage hand that slaps the mage hand.
They have mage cats that hunt mage
hands. Oh, shit.
So you step in quietly, you shut the window again, and just creep around. You're now in the stock room, and you can see there are shelves covering things, and this is where Quill told you the magic circle was, but obviously you can't see it without the tech magic, so...
Okay. Well, I guess, could I cast Identify?
And there's nothing around you that you can see is magical. You can make an investigation to try and search the place.
Investigation, okay.
No, I didn't realize a circle would be invisible without...
Well, you didn't.
17.
Yeah, so searching around, spending a bit of time with investigation, first of all, this is a stock room and it's full of generic general store stuff, but in the floor, you pull back like a round rug and there is a trapdoor underneath it. And you can see that scratched into the kind of rim is faintly glowing runes around in a circle on the trapdoor itself.
Okay. Can I cast Identify?
So you cast Identify on the thing, and I think because it says an object imbued with magic and you learn if it's affected by any magic,
yeah.
I'm going to say that this works. There is an alarm spell cast upon the trapdoor, and you know that the alarm spell, that if this trapdoor is opened while the alarm spell is active, it will silently tell whoever cast it and whoever they designated that the door has been opened. It's like they'll hear like a ringing of bells in their head.
Okay.
And as you get closer, you can now begin to hear, coming from below the floorboards, like a chanting, like a ritual chanting. Sounds like three voices, feminine voices.
Mm. I'm going to sneak back, and I think, can I just open the window? And are you guys outside?
We're nearby.
I've got, if you're keeping watch, four of you are in four corners, and you're, keeping an eye out kind of thing.
Yeah. If I could be psst.
Yeah.
Hey!
Whoever's closest then gets the others, and you all kind of converge on the back window.
Pineapple! Swordfish!
I can hear pineapple and swordfish.
Right, that's it. That's the code.
That's the code. Let's get back.
I found a trap door.
You don't need to whip. Stage whisper.
I found a trap door.
Okay.
We are whispering.
It's got an alarm spell on it, though. And there's people chanting underneath it.
Underneath the trapdoor?
Yeah, really spooky.
We need to dispel it, but I don't have that ability. Skip that class, damn it.
What?
Oh. Spell class.
The spell class, I see. I can't do it either.
Is it like a loud alarm? Like, would everybody in the town hear it?
No, it will just tell whoever cast the spell that it's been tripped. So I could trip it and then hide.
Yeah.
Also, you know,
you are still invisible.
I've got an hour of invisibility.
It's been like 5 minutes.
Once she casts Identify, how does that affect invisibility?
Ooh. Are they concentration spells?
Identify is a ritual.
Does it say concentration? On the spell Identify.
VSM touch instantaneous.
If it doesn't say concentration, then nope.
It doesn't.
And invisibility, there's nothing there.
Yep, so the invisibility is maintained. If it doesn't disrupt the concentration, then... Because invisibility is a concentration.
It would be the little diamond symbol next to...
Okay, so there's a diamond next to... So there's R next to identify?
That's ritual.
Ritual.
It's fine.
No C.
So, that's fine.
So she's still invisible.
Cool.
I mean... You have this voice speaking to you from inside.
If you want to open it and hide, then, I mean, all you have to do is open it and stand there, really. But
should we be nearby, just in case?
Is it just to see who's under there to disrupt the ritual, or...?
Did you see anything in there?
Well, we need to get down there, right? That's...
Yeah.
I don't really know how we'll get down there without triggering the alarm. Once the alarm's triggered, whoever is meant to hear it will come down.
Usually it's the...
When they come up.
If we go down when they come up, then we are...
Or if you wait for them to come up and bop them on the head.
It's not much of a surprise, but what else can we do without removing the spell entirely and sneaking in?
Exactly. It's either we open it to find out who's under there, open it to jump in ourselves and probably get attacked by either the people that are under there or more people that are meant to hear this alarm, or we... I can't. There was a third plan. I can't remember it now.
Set fire to the shop.
No. No, God, no.
Let's not do that.
From a civilian standpoint, we've already trespassed, broken into...
Oh,
say,
no.
For example, right?
I'm breaking the law.
Say, for example, we've gone at a very weird tangent, and these people are actually normal and nice, and they just have an alarm for their trapdoor because that's where their storehouse is. True. And we are just breaking and entering at this point.
Well, why are they chanting spooky chants?
Why do they have symbols?
Starbane symbols.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not a
thing. They could be a straight. I mean, that's not exactly illegal.
It's not, but it's pretty suspicious.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you know, I'm being devil's advocate.
I get what you're saying. I mean,
Starbane's advocate.
I could make a noise in the shop and hope that they come up.
That might be enough. You don't know who else
do you know
if, that alarm.
If you trigger the alarm, is it triggered until it's recast again?
Yes, you would know that. They would have to cast it again.
What that mystical voice just said.
Why don't, if you trigger it, hide. When they come up, you go down. See what's down there.
What if I get stuck down there?
Get a message to us? Somehow?
I'll send a... Nothing to you.
Okay.
I can send a message. I can constantly have like a cantrip.
You just keep casting messages. But,
so I can do it as long as I know where they are within the, well, between 1 foot of stone, 1 inch of metal, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So like, I guess I'll just keep doing
depends
that.
On how deep she goes.
Well, exactly. Like, I guess if you open the trap door and there's no one there, then I know that you, that it's kind of safe for us to go there. Does that make sense? So if you find a way to lure them up, trigger the trap, then the trap door is opened, we're able to then go down there.
It sounds like you're doing a lot of thinking about this, Quill.
I mean, I am.
I'm gonna go and open the door. You keep in contact with me. We'll see what happens.
I like this plan.
Let's get into position in case we have to protect Nova.
That would be nice.
As well.
Okay,
Can we have some... If, for example, it doesn't resort to fighting, can we have some reasoning to get ourselves out of it diplomatically?
That's a good point.
We're investigating missing children. Like, that's what we're doing.
Okay.
And investigations led to here. This is where the trail ended.
Usually we'd ask permission.
To illegally trespass.
You usually have a warrant or something like that. But yeah.
You are not
we're
lawmen.
We're vigilantes.
Yeah, you are. This is very vigilantism.
Okay, in that case, Sana, what's the normal protocol in this sort of situation?
Don't get caught.
Don't get caught.
Oh, boy.
We're bounty hunters now.
Oh, boy.
So if it comes to it, we just have to do the dirty.
I've never been arrested
right
in
saying?
My life.
Look, if we get caught and the field... It will come down to the field warden. She's the one that... She's the law in the town. If she thinks that we've really screwed things up, she might arrest us, she might fine us.
Oh, boy.
Or but, we can just run. We can book it out of town.
Yeah, but we have cause to at least try and explain away.
I think the fact that we've... Sentry's heard this chanting. No, they've clearly got magic protecting something. That's not normal in the lowlands, I should point out. Like, most people don't have the resources to use that sort of magic here.
Okay.
So...
Plus...
Very common up in the...
Starbane sigil.
I figure.
Ship in the water.
Oh, boy.
End of the trail, children going missing.
Yeah, it seems like it's... Again, worst case scenario, maybe we have to book it out of town quickly.
But. Cut our hair, give you a human costume. Your human costume.
Mm-hmm. Take all my feathers out.
I think I'd suit brown hair.
Paint me pink. Oh, pink.
Okay, Nova, at this point, you've maybe got 30 minutes left of...
If I get arrested, my parents are going to be so mad. Okay, here goes. Can I go back? Can I use Mage Hand again to open the trap door so I can, like,
so
hide?
Where do you want to be?
I want to hide. So I'm going to be invisible, but can I also hide behind, like, maybe the barrels or
so
something?
You're going to move over to, like, there's a bunch of barrels and stocks and things like that, and you're going to kind of press yourself up
can
as best
you
can.
Get in a barrel.
None of them are open.
Oh, fine.
But you could stand on them, or you can try and basically like.
No,
put
I want to hide. I
want
to hide behind one, like crouch behind one.
Yep. Okay.
And then can I use Mage Hand to open the trapdoor?
Yes, you absolutely can. So you summon the Mage Hand, and you. And
good old Mage Hand.
You hear the it just opens up. The chanting stops as soon as it opens. You hear the chanting come to an end, and you hear whispered voices. And then you hear somebody coming up like a stepladder, and you see the human girl, Trisha was her name, kind of comes up, and you can see that she looks very serious, and she's kind of looking around.
Is she wearing creepy robes?
She's wearing the same outfit that she was earlier, but now the necklace is out, and you can see it's not being hidden by her clothing, and you can see the same symbol necklace. There is also a particularly nasty-looking knife in her hand.
Oh, cool.
Is it like one of those really wiggly knives?
And you can still take advantage.
Wiggly.
It's got that slight curve, yeah. Classic cultist
sacrificial.
Stack.
Yeah. Ooh. 11, 12, 13, 14.
Okay. So she begins looking around the room. She can't see anything. She's like looking around in the darkness, and she probably has a lantern. She wouldn't have climbed up the thing. She's like just looking in the darkness at the point, and she's kind of squinting, looking around.
Could I use my mage hand to like knock something over on the other side of the room?
Yeah, you can. As you go to do that, you kind of put your hand on the barrel, and it squeaks a bit. You just hear this like... But then you use your mage hand to like make... What do you target? Like a shelf?
Like a shelf that's like knock some of the potions.
So you like knock some like... Or glass trinkets. Or something. Yeah. Like you knock something over. You can see she like looks over at where things are, but she's also glancing in your direction where she heard this squeak.
No. No, Mark. Let me be.
She kind of looks around... She moves over towards, I'll put her on the board as well. So she starts moving over towards like the shelf. You did close the window behind you. So she's like just looking around. What do you want to do?
In your head you can hear Nova. Still there?
Do I have to speak to reply to
you? No. It's a whisper, so you have to whisper. But I think it says in the spell that nobody else can hear it.
No one else can hear it.
Okay, yeah. One of the girls has come up. She's got a really sharp knife.
Okay, I'm communicating that to everyone else then.
Yep. Old radio yep. Quill.
Over.
Twitter.
One of three come up. So she sneaks in now. There's two down there.
So, because it's quite dark, she's peering and then she kind of thinks for a moment and she like holds this necklace of Starbane. She speaks like she can hear her kind of almost like muttering some prayers. And then her eyes glow with purple light and she starts looking around properly now.
Quill, I think she might be able to see me. I might have to subdue her. Help!
She looks back over, like she looks at the things knocked down and then she looks over where she heard the squeaking barrel and she starts making her way over to her. And you don't get the impression that she's seen you, but she's... suspicious about that area. What'd you do? This is on you at the point, Nova. Nobody else is... Anybody else, if they want to jump in, you can, but it will be obvious. Like, you can try and sneak up to it, up to the window. The window is open but unlocked.
Sana, have you investigated this place already before?
Just the main floor. I didn't go in the back.
What if you tried to knock on the door? Say you had further questions.
I could try.
Maybe that would distract them from...
Sure.
Okay. But also the alarm.
She starts trying... She stealths, so she's going to try and move quietly to the front. So as Sana starts moving, she's got these big, heavy armoured boots, like that kind of like... kind of almost like riveted and things like that. And she just steps on what would normally be a pretty sturdy-looking branch, but the weight of these boots, she just crunch... And she's just like, you see her head stop and her ear twitches like one little thing. And you see the girl, Trisha, just turns on the window and makes her way. She steps over the kind of trap door and is basically making her way towards it as Sana starts moving around to the front.
So she's going back down the trap door?
No, she's moving up to the window. She looks at the window and sees the latch has been removed. And she just gets the knife out and you hear her call down like, Zanny, Ven, someone's here. I can't see anybody, but something's going on. Quickly, and then you can see her now start to go down the stepladder.
Can we hear that from outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Does Nova know that? Well, does Kim know? Does Kim or Nova know? Do either of us know? Because I haven't done invisibility for ages. That if I cast another spell, invisibility will go.
Go. If you attack, cast a spell, or interact with an object, like, in a meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
Like
in a meaningful way.
Yeah, so like identify opening a door, for example. Yeah. No, identify is not a concentration spell, so I don't think it does. If you attack somebody, I should say, with a spell.
But I thought invisibility wasn't a concentration either.
It is.
It is.
Oh. Yeah, it's got a C beside it.
I see, okay. Yeah. I'm done, don't worry.
That's not going to rule it for now. I don't have my books, I left them at my desk.
So you can read my thing if you want.
That's fine. I trust you.
Oh,
if you attack her, if you try and do anything meaningful to break the invisibility,
You can pick up objects and they'll become invisible. Yeah.
I kind of want to use Mage Hand to try and take her necklace.
You've done that already, haven't you? So that's all right.
Yeah, but if you try and grab something off of her, I think that would probably break the invisibility.
Would break the spell,
it would be similar to an attack. Yeah, you can try. What are you doing, Kim? I'm going to give you a few seconds before she's like,
I'm
literally
gonna cast suggestion.
Okay, sure. What do you suggest? So this voice out of nowhere says,
take off your necklace and give it to me.
Okay, and this is a wisdom saving throw?
Yeah.
And your DC is?
14.
So she stops and turns to look at you, and you can see with these blazing eyes, and suggestion the invisibility breaks, by the way.
Yep.
She just smiles.
I'm just stood there literally like this with my hands above my face, like, ah.
She just smiles, like, when she sees you, is the suggestion going to take hold? She's like, oh, darling, Zarkilla don't go for none of that. And she is going to cast a spell. Can you make a wisdom saving throw,
please? No. Leave me alone. Wisdom.
Yep.
9.
Your body freezes. You're paralyzed. She starts going up and picking up rope off one of the shelves, moves over to you, make another wisdom saving throw. There is a knock at the door.
Yeah.
17.
So she's just about to start tying you up when the hold person, you manage to break free of it. At this point, let's roll initiative.
Right, cool.
Here we go.
Oh, natural one.
So we have...
Bang it.
Oh man, I'm last.
Do you want me to do initiative?
No, I'm just doing it now.
I'm
just because I've got it here, I don't have my whiteboard and stuff.
Hey, what'd you get?
15.
Damn it.
Rock and roll!
Hey, what'd you get?
18.
Damn it. So everyone get higher than an actual one? How?
Probability.
So, Quill.
3.
Sentry.
15.
Nova.
21. Nice.
Lucius.
18.
So Trisha, I rolled a natural 20. She gets a 22.
Oh!
Let's see how the other two do. So she's going at...
Sneaky son of a gun.
It's okay.
Zanny.
Sana's going to be like super quick.
She's not.
Aww.
She's like... Dush, dush, dush. Hello! So... She sees you kind of break out of this spell, and there is... give me an insight check, just as a free action.
Insight.
Yeah.
11.
Yeah, she seems, like, focused on you. She will... make another wisdom save as she kind of points and she says... I command you grovel.
Oh, mean. 17.
17. You're like, you feel this compulsion to get on your knees and just start like begging, basically. But you focus and Tiangong, you feel like a sense of strength come from your blade
come
as you overcome
it. Holy shit.
Christ. I'll be honest, you didn't have to ask me to do that.
Nova, you'll go.
I'm pretty scared as it is already. Bye.
You can see that she's got this knife in front of her and she's holding her hand.
She's
up.
In front of the window that I unlocked, right?
Yeah, basically, you've got like a barrel between you.
Question.
Yes.
As Chris Trott.
Yes.
If someone casts the command spell, do they know if it fails?
I think so. I think you would. You would have to have done it immediately. Yeah. You would have had to have said like, "Yeah, I'll just go down and kind of like."
Yeah, I don't want to influence your decision.
Yeah. I think it's. I think that they would know. I think that there is a. Any spell, you know if it's a success or not. You could try and bluff it, I think, but that would be like you'd have to make
super
deception
high,
checks and stuff.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I'll look into that. I'll have a think about that. But for now, we're going to say that they know.
All right.
Can I...
Same way that Kim knew that her suggestion spell had failed, kind of thing.
Can I disengage and run away to the door?
Yeah, so you just...
Bye!
So you actually don't need to disengage at the moment because there's a 5-foot space between you. So you kind of hop over a barrel, so that's 5, 10, 15, 20,
we get the map camera teacher.
25, 30.
Thank you.
Yeah, if we could, TJ, that'd be great. So you start booking it out into the other room, the front of the store, and you hear her curse, like, "Don't," like, as you run off, basically.
Can I use Mage Hand? Like, so is that movement? Do I have an action?
That would be your action if you're disengaging, but okay. You don't need to disengage. So yeah, okay. You can just use your normal movement, so you still have an action.
Can I use my Mage Hand to push her?
The Mage Hand doesn't have it doesn't have enough strength to push it.
Well, can I use it to fumble with the lock then? Like, try and open on the door?
Which door? This door?
Yeah, the main door.
This one is a keyhole.
Okay. Piss. Why am I running towards it? Is there another window?
Yes,
window?
There is. There's another window just here.
Can I get it to, like,
unlock you can
the
flip
window.
The latch off that. Yeah. So you use your Mage Hand and you flip the latch off that one. Yep. Cool.
And I'm also screaming, help, 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 okay. to Quill's.
So, Lucius, so you guys are all currently on the outside. So we'll put you guys over here.
Help me. I'm so squishy.
Yeah.
But you're all vaguely nearby. I probably have you guys, like, kind of watching the corners. And then Quill sort of nearby for message.
Bam.
Cool.
Yeah, so, Lucius.
What do I hear? Running.
Yeah, I mean, you hear like muffled speaking. You hear footsteps as if somebody's running away. You probably hear like that. I command you, kind of like, but muffled because you're hearing it through walls.
Senna, I think Nova's been found. Get in there.
All right. And you can see her like getting ready to kick the door down, basically, because that's the only way that she's getting in.
I'll go up to her.
Uh huh.
So I'll run to the front door.
Okay.
And then I'll cast Blade Order on myself.
Okay. Almost one round. A classic Lucius. Sentry.
Of course. Do I hear Nova running towards that window? So can I go around to that side?
Yeah,
to
where you can. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. And then you could spend your action to dash. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Nice.
So you start just running around the length of the building.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that's Sentry's go. Another figure, so Nova, you'd see this, a dwarf girl that you've seen before basically pulls herself out onto the front and sort of like looks at Trish. She's like, Trish, what? All right, she sees you. And you can see that this dwarf girl, she has a very nasty looking battle axe, like a kind of razored battle axe in her hands. And you see this very sadistic look on her face. She's just like, oh, good, I was hoping I was afraid that we'd only have one to kill.
I don't want to be sacrificed, thank you.
She climbs up and then she would have 5, 10, 15 of movement. So she starts like wading towards you, basically.
Triggered. Super triggered.
Okay. Senna will attempt to kick the door down.
I think that's something she's very good at.
Well. She would be. Roll badly. So the first blow, she kind of kicks it and the door resists. And then she kind of grunts and she's going to fucking do two big kicks into it. So those both hit. Let's do some damage rolls. Door.
Which health does a door have?
That's what I'm trying to work out.
The door's bleeding.
So she basically, the first kick like kind of gets resisted. She like boots it once. And then she like looks at Lucius, goes, ugh, kind of rolls her eyes, takes a step back, jumps up in the air, and then with two kind of like straight kicks, just snap, snap, the door flies off of its frame, slams up against like, it's like, knocks over the table, and then she kind of lands on her two feet and brings her arms up by her head. And then she probably have just enough movement to go.
I'm just in shock.
I love her.
And then she'll move up to Nova, basically, and she puts her hand on your shoulder like she's here. Then another figure emerges from the bottom, which is the tiefling girl. She emerges, kind of looks up, sees you. She pulls out another sort of bladed-looking knife, and she focuses for a moment, and then her form begins to shimmer and become a blur, and she will... 10, 15, 20,
25. Oh, hi.
She moves very quickly and will step up next to you and will make two attacks against you. So that's a 16 and an 18.
Both hit.
Oh, hit.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what weapon has she got?
Just a knife.
Just a knife.
Just a big old...
Six points of damage, three damage each. She just, like, cuts you twice.
And just she, as she gets there, she's like, "Man, quick, knock her out. Let's get him.
Get him.
Get him. Get him."
Is it a butter knife?
Quill. It's not a butter knife.
No. Right.
It looks like exactly the same as the other girl had, like this wicked sacrificial-looking blade.
So directly next to me, there's a window looking into this room.
Yes.
Okay. I have been basically peeking through, waiting for my turn. I'm going to cast on the middle one, on a 20-foot aura, Calm Emotions.
So this one?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, give me a rundown.
So, charisma save for 13. Everyone has to do it.
What is an aura?
Yeah.
A radius?
20-foot radius. And they are all in it.
Including Nova?
I could do with Carmen.
5, 10, 15,
5, 10, 15, 20, Sana and Nova.
So what?
So each humanoid has to...
Christmas saving throw.
Yeah, Santa must fails. Make a save. If Sana fails, you
18, 19,
fail.
20, 21, 22, 23.
Pass, I mean.
Okay, so everybody but Nova failed. So what happened?
Oh, holy crap. Everyone failed.
Yep.
The targets are indifferent about creatures of my choice.
Okay. Which targets are your choice?
Fucking all of us.
Any number of creatures?
Yeah, you can make a target indifferent about creatures of your choice that it is hostile towards. This indifference ends if they're attacked or harmed by a spell, or if it witnesses any of its friends being harmed.
Okay, and what's the duration on the spell?
1 minute.
1 minute? So for 1 minute, you just watch as they're like, they just come and they're like, oh! And they just, like, y'all shouldn't be here. And they just, like, the aggression just goes out of them completely. so we'll keep the same initiative rolls, but right now there is no threat. So
minute.
So Senna like moves up. The only thing I'd probably say is like, I guess would you call out like say like don't attack him or something like
that? Yeah, I mean I've got that was just my action.
Yeah, it was your action.
So I'm gonna like through the window like they're calmed, don't do anything stupid.
Did you see Santa's like went like about to like roundhouse kick his tiefling in the face? She's like, but then also Santa's affected, so Santa's just like, oh.
Yeah. Santa, I guess also.
Her, like, ears like droop back. Just like smiles.
So yeah, everyone is calmed.
So you're just like, this situation just suddenly diffuses. And they're like they look at you and I guess I'm trying to think, they just say y'all shouldn't be here. We got some business to take care of. Come on, girls. And then they start making their way back towards the trapdoor going down.
Oh, wait, can we come with you?
Are they... Yeah.
No, we're doing... It's our private business. She can't
are
come.
Are we still in initiative? Or, like...
Vaguely, but, like, I think at this point, anybody can take actions until something happens, and then we'll use the same initiatives.
Hey, I really like your... I really like your necklace. Can I see it?
No, and then you can see that they hide. They're indifferent to you, they're not charmed.
Friendly, yeah.
So they hide it. They're like, no, y'all need to get out of here right now. And they just start making their way down.
I'm just
like,
gonna like shrug at everyone. Like,
and then, we'll just go down.
Also, you're gonna need to pay for that door. And Santa's like, yeah, that sounds fine. I'll pay for it, it's fine.
We don't,
starts getting a gold out.
We don't have long left. Once this spell ends, by the way.
Should we get down there? I don't understand what's happening.
Well, they're not gonna attack us for the time being, but once it ends, they're hostile again.
I feel like we need to go down there.
Yeah, they go down.
Let's go down with them.
Let's go down again.
Yeah. Okay. I guess they shut it, but it's not locked. They just pull
just
the trapdoor shut.
So we just open it again.
And then you just go up and open it again. Yeah. Like, yeah,
they're
indifferent to you, so they're just like, whatever. Like, they'll just leave you to it. They're not hostile. They can't be hostile to you. So they're just kind of calm.
Let's
they go
just
downstairs.
Prepare for that moment.
So
go in then.
What do? You just open it and start heading down.
Do you want to go first?
Gladly.
Your big
so
shield.
Sentry gets in. So I mean, there's an amazing play. So Sentry, you start making your way down this like rickety ladder, and you can hear this chanting, and you see that there is a cellar. So what would have once been like a store cellar, you can see racks of supplies and bags of flour and things like that. One end of this cellar has kind of been boarded off, and you can see that there is a chunk missing from the wall itself.
Okay.
And there is a cave. There's some sort of tunnel or cave. And it's been boarded up.
Right.
In the middle of the cellar, in a ritual circle, is Bodwin, the owner, tied up, unconscious, and you can see that around they have got these kind of symbols. The symbols on the ground are different to the ones on their necklaces. The symbols on the ground appear to be a snake coiled around a spear tip, like a spear. Which is... No.
Oh.
Fuck, that looks way too similar to the staff thingy, doesn't it? shit.
Hippocrates, isn't it?
Something like that.
I remember this. This is from something, I'm sure I've seen it.
Sentry has definitely seen it. This is another one of the Court of Shadows symbols, but this represents his second in command, who is a woman called Zarkilla, who was basically, she was like his second in command, like her, his main commander. And she was known as the, kind of to the Erois forces, she was like known as the Snake of Murder. Like she is like a brutal totalitarian conquest woman.
Right.
And you can see that the girls have got these knives and they're chanting a ritual, and it looks like they're about to ritually sacrifice the dwarf, who isn't part of the creatures you designated, so they're like, yep, gonna kill this guy. But they're chanting. Yeah, they're indifferent to you. To them, he's like, yeah, we're still gonna kill this guy.
Okay.
So essentially, you get down to the bottom, and they kind of look over, and they're like, oh, we told you, you're not allowed to be here. You should leave.
I just wanted to pick up some supplies. I thought you might have some down here. Could you show me where there's...
Give me a deception with advantage.
Oh, yay.
With advantage, you roll twice, take the highest.
Oh, yeah, okay. 10!
I'll give them disadvantage.
12.
We're not open. It's the middle of the night. Can't you see we're busy here? And they just gestured down.
Don't do that.
Why? This is none of your business. Y'all shouldn't be here. This is important business.
You shouldn't kill a person.
I mean, I'm kind of whispering to everyone to, like, start surrounding the room.
Yeah, you can do that. Can you can absolutely do that. Yeah,
what
was
your messages?
Yeah, I guess I can message everyone.
You just message individually. So you've got, like, a minute.
We're going to flank.
So I think, like,
circling again.
You've literally got to the bottom, and it's nearing the end of the minute. Because by the time they climb down and you guys got down there...
So what would be a good gauge of how someone has good timekeeping in the game? Would... Will have good time.
I think anybody with high intelligence.
Okay, fine.
I am.
Nope.
You're like, because it's like almost taking like a part of your brain to count whilst you think of other things.
Okay, fair enough.
So you're like maybe Nova's been like three, but also thinking of other things.
Okay.
So you get down there, maybe it's nearing the end, and yeah, they just look up and they're like, "This is none of your business, strangers. Get out of here."
Okay.
We ain't got no quarrel with you.
Not yet, anyway.
Huh? Yeah.
Everyone ready?
Yeah, do you guys want to attack first? You can take attack actions now. It'll break
can
the spell,
say...
but you could all just go, let's all right, go now.
Well, 3, 2,
everyone
one.
Bar Senna, okay, so, right?
Yeah, can I say...
Yes, Senna. Well, no, Senna, because Quill chooses who they're non-violent towards. And he chose you guys, so Senna's not violent to you guys.
Yeah.
But she's not violent to them either.
I didn't choose.
He didn't choose
them.
Okay.
So Santa just was like, you know, calm down. But she's like, yeah, I can punch him in the face. I can kick him in the head.
Okay.
Is everyone ready then?
We suggest you stand down. Otherwise, you're gonna regret it.
You can only target one creature.
No, I'm not gonna suggest. I'm like literally just trying to appeal to them.
They're just like, this ain't your business, Ganassi. This is something we need to do. This is to appease our killer and the daughter of law.
This isn't going to work. It's 3, 2, 1, and everyone...
Everybody gets a surprise round. So at this point, you all get a surprise round.
This is going to be like the hero movement of everyone just shooting the big stuff.
Yeah.
Or it's more like Inglourious Basterds where everyone just shoots each other under the table.
Yes.
So yeah, so hit me. So yeah, each of you, we'll just go around the table, I guess. So Sentry...
Cool.
So there's three targets, so we'll kind of, we won't use this like on camera or anything.
Cool.
You've kind of got you guys surrounding this
just
sort
like
of circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just there, clear.
And in the middle of three boys.
Banter boys.
So we've got.
Just bantering.
And we're all. Attacking at exactly the same time.
We're ganking them.
So there's the three girls, and then there's Bodwin about to be murdered.
Bodwin!
So yeah, you guys are just surrounding them. So yeah, which one do you want to target? You've got the human, the tiefling, or the dwarf?
I'll target the dwarf.
Okay, so you move up behind the dwarf. Big your axe. Like, she's got this massive axe in her hands, and you've got yours, like...
Black mole.
So yeah, I mean, make sure we take advantage.
I mean, should we all determine our targets now? Because... if we're all attacking at the same time.
And I'm figuring that, like, it's, you basically, you're all stood there looking non-hostile, and Quill's like, message door saying, right, get ready, and then Quill goes, now, and then you all spring into action. Otherwise, this wouldn't be a surprise round, because they yeah. still defend themselves.
But no, what I mean is, if Sentry, when Sentry kills this dwarf in one hit,
yeah,
like,
potentially.
I just rolled on that one.
Oh, okay.
Well, you have advantage.
With advantage.
Oh, thanks.
So you roll, right. roll twice, say the highest.
Let's go. 13.
That's probably going to hit.
Yeah.
19.
19, yeah.
19 hits.
Nice.
So roll damage. Do you want to do anything bonus with it?
Nah, just battle axe smash.
Just battle axe?
Yeah.
So it's only the 1d8 unless you're using smite.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right, yes. So roll again?
Yeah, just roll 1d8 and then add your normal bonus.
Okay. That's 8.
8 points of damage. So the axe cuts into her back, but she's still alive. She's like,
8 plus 4, and like, my hit is plus 6.
So that's the attack roll, don't forget. So the attack roll is to hit, and then damage roll is 1d8 plus
Okay, 4. Yeah. No, surprise, it's 8.
Yeah, you're right. So Sentry hits that one. Who are you going for, Quill?
I'm going to do a Guiding Bolt at level 2.
Which
on,
one?
I guess just the one closest to me. I don't
okay.
really...
So the human girl?
Yeah. Yep. Just a big old gunning bolt.
Yep, so advantage on the attack roll.
Cool. 10. Wow, these are garbage rolls. Where's it gone? Guiding bolt plus 5, so 15.
Hits.
And that's a lot of damage, 5d6.
Right, while you're rolling that, Nova, who are you attacking?
I will attack the...
human dwarf tiefling.
Who's been attacked so far? The human and the dwarf?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'll attack the tiefling.
Okay. Because
she got me first. And I'm going to use green flame blade.
Roll your attack roll. What'd you get on the damage, Quill?
23.
Nice.
23 on the... You're attacking the human, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so 23. This blast of white feathers and light hits the back of her.
24 to hit.
24 hits, yeah. Nailed it.
6 points of damage to the tiefling,
yep.
and then 4 to the dwarf.
4 to the dwarf. Lucius?
I'm going to cast Lightning Lure on the person that's about to stab
They're
you.
All about to do that.
Right.
They literally are bringing down their weapons
In
on the dwarf.
In which case, the tiefling.
Tiefling? Yep. Okay.
I'm just going to try and...
So is this a saving throw or is this an attack roll?
It's an attack roll with advantage,
yep.
right?
Yep, with advantage.
Nice.
Yeah, I hit.
Yep. Hits.
So it's 1d8 of lightning damage, and I get pulled. You do a strength saving throw.
Like 18. I just rolled 18.
So you don't get pulled,
yep.
but you
would
take
Would they be actively saving?
Four.
Yes, they still would, because as soon as it hits them, they kind of... Yeah. So 4 more.
4 lightning.
Okay, and then Sanna will move up to probably the dwarf, because she looks the toughest, and give her a big old boot to the head.
Woo! Well, she's dead. what she did to that door.
So hits. Mm. Yeah, but she's only attacking once this time. It's a surprise round. Actually, no, she can make all of her attacks. What am I talking about? It's a surprise round.
Oh, so we could all get bonus actions as well.
Yes, in theory, if you have a bonus action you can use.
No, I spent a spell slot.
So that was... Nice. 6, and then 2 more attacks from Sanna. All with advantage.
Oh, my God.
Which one of which is a natural 20.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, 7 for the damage on that one as well, so that becomes 14,
Is she 17. A monk?
She's a martial artist.
Okay.
She's not monk class, she doesn't have classes.
I miss being a monk.
Kicking people's heads across the room.
I just remember just like, attack, another attack, another attack, another attack, I'm gonna hellish rebuke.
So, all of these attacks take place, the girls are just surrounded. Now, I think... Who would have done the thing? Yeah, Sanna wouldn't actively try and kill them. She'd knock them out because she's not a murderer. So you see the dwarf gets hit in the back with this axe. She kind of lurches forward and then just these three kind of like... Sanna almost does like a Chun-Li where she spins in the air like boom, boom, boom with these three armored boots. And the dwarf just is knocked unconscious. Just falls to the ground. The other two... don't quite go down.
But what about...
The human girl is, like, blasting, and you can see, like, her clothes kind of, like, smoldering from the impact of the magical energy. The tiefling seems to be faring the best out of everybody, but they're kind of... They don't hit the dwarf, like, their knives go wide and stuff like that. At which point, we jump back into the initiative, which I'll keep the same rolls from before just to speed things up. The human girl is like, and turns around, and she will cast...
you hit her. Can somebody who's got... nobody's got the player's handbook, do they? Can somebody look up Dissonant Whisper? Dissonant Whisper.
Yeah.
And it's a second level version.
Are we going to win?
Dissonant Whisper?
It's a bard spell.
Sounds cool.
I got it for you.
Thank you.
Damn it, I just got it.
So, can you make a wisdom saving throw, please, Quill?
Yeah.
1d6 more, so it's 2d6.
4d6, actually.
Is it?
Yep, it's 3d6 base damage. It's 12.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to take half damage.
Oh, I passed. Okay.
You passed. Yeah, she's not super powerful. And you don't get feared, but you still take 7, 10, 12, 6 points of psychic damage.
Oh, my bean.
As you kind of feel like these dark whispers, she kind of turns on you, these purple flamed eyes. Oh. And you kind of feel this dark presence in your mind, but you manage to banish it away.
A million whispers in my head. Got a headache now.
But she's kind of clutching herself, like, get away! And you can see her, like, panic. She's afraid and she's trying to move away, but she's kind of trapped amongst all of you. Nova?
Mm.
The tiefling girl is like, like turning around on you.
I'm just checking how far a green flame blade.
It's a melee, so you have to be within melee.
But I want to see how far the second creature has to be within 30, 5.
Is it within 30 feet, the second one?
Within 5 feet.
Oh, within 5 feet, okay.
Which would be,
they're next to each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just...
We're using a vague thing.
I'll just do that again.
Okay.
I'm just gonna hit.
You don't have advantage this time.
Green flame blade.
17 to hit.
Hits. Yeah, these girls aren't wearing armor, so...
9 points of damage, plus 4 to the human.
To the human girl. You can see this green flame, like, licks her... And she really winces, and you can see, like, tears beginning to form in her eyes, and she's just, like, panically looking around. The tiefling girl, like winces as the blade kind of cuts along her arm, and she kind of clutches it to her. And she's also looking pretty frightened at this point.
Can I just shout out? Just surrender! Surrender!
Yeah, okay. Shout that out. Dwarf is unconscious. Sentry?
Can I try and get Bodwin out of the situation? Try and move him somewhere.
So you just step in, pick him up,
yeah.
And then just try and move out of the way.
Yeah.
So they would get to attack you if they want to try and attack you.
That's
they'll
right.
get attack opportunity. So yeah. You kind of step in, and they don't. It looks like they're so panicked by what's going on. You just scoop him up, put him on your shoulder, and just stride on through to the other side of the cavern. And they're too busy, afraid of being surrounded, to really take any action against you. Yeah, you just pick him up, barrel right through.
Nice.
Okay. So I think at this point, Sanna, like, looks round, and she's going to try and knock them out. Like, she doesn't want them to potentially fight back, so she's going to kind of step in between them, and she's just going to split her attack. So she's going to hit the human girl once.
Bounce off one head into another.
Yep.
So that's another... Which is enough, so she knocks the human girl unconscious. So she kind of like wham, like does like a high kick into her head. The other girl kind of like faints from the blow. And then she turns on the tiefling. One blow is going to miss. The tiefling girl ducks under it with surprising agility, but then Sanna just kicks her in the stomach with a second one. 4, 10. Which knocks her unconscious as well. I feel bad that the NPC stole the thunder, but...
I mean, it's still a thunder. It's a bunny kicking girl. Like,
yeah. No. So she just kind of like, wham, and then she kicks this other tiefling girl in the stomach who gets thrown against the wall and just... Same. But they're unconscious. They're not dead.
Yes.
She's actively not trying to kill them.
Cool.
And yeah, you're left with this state of affairs.
Wow.
Okay, was not expecting them to be killing this guy down here.
No.
Let's subdue them, tie them up. I think that's probably best.
It's a good idea.
Come around.
I suggest we take their necklaces off.
Oh. You in my mind?
Huh?
You keep saying that and people do things.
What?
Stop saying I suggest.
Okay. I suggest you calm down.
Didn't work. I'm a powerful sorcerer.
Okay, so the plan is you're going to tie them up.
Tie them up.
Easily do, because there's ropes upstairs and things like that.
Yeah.
Whoever goes upstairs to get the ropes, you can probably hear that some of the town are like What was that big noise? the crashing of the door, like when Santa kicked the door open.
Right. Should we maybe put the door?
Anybody who remains downstairs, there is something really unnatural in this room. It's a cellar, but you get the sense that there is a presence here. And you just hear this, "You hurt my girls." And we're going to take a break.
God, yeah. Good time for it.
Fair enough.
Hey, thank you again for listening to this episode, and thanks again to our sponsors, D&D Beyond. Also, head to store.yorkscast.com now to get yourself some High Rollers branded mugs, shirts, tote bags, and more, including our brand new 2019 calendar, featuring some new art from series old and new. Make sure you use the code HIGHROLLERS on checkout to get 10% off. That's HIGHROLLERS, all caps, one word. That code also supports us, so don't forget to use that. Anyway, we'll be back on Thursday for the next episode as we continue to explore this mysterious group. See you then.